Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name is Steve Bowes. Google are famous for taking an analytical, data-driven approach to all that they do. From the way their search algorithms present a unique, tailored set of results personalized for you, to the way they evaluate and assess the success of new products, and even how they think about HR, leadership, and productivity. So with much of the company's projects and work performed by teams of employees, Google set out to determine what factors, elements, and conditions were most important and were the most significant determinants of team success. While Google discovered several factors that can positively contribute to team success, their research suggested the single most important was something called psychological safety. This refers to an individual's perception of the consequences of taking an interpersonal risk or a belief that a team is safe for risk-taking in the face of being seen as ignorant, incompetent, negative, or disruptive. In a team with high psychological safety, teammates feel safe to take risks around their team members. They feel confident that no one on the team will embarrass or punish anyone else for admitting a mistake, asking a question, or offering a new idea. Essentially, for teams to operate successfully, team members have to be open and comfortable to being themselves, and crucially, to feel safe and secure to speak up, to present their ideas, to believe they will be heard, and they will not be diminished for that openness and vulnerability. So how can team leaders and team members work towards creating psychologically safe team environments? Here are a couple of simple, easy-to-adopt approaches to take in a team setting. 1. Listen more and talk less. Team members should ask questions and work to draw out more introverted team members and continue to seek input and ideas from others. 2. Praise generously and be specific. By learning to identify, recognize, and praise what you appreciate about your teammates, you encourage them and build their confidence. 3. Reframe negative feedback. If you have to share some negative feedback, give your colleague a measure of control by first asking them how they feel about the topic at hand, and then use questions to develop empathy and understand their point of view. And finally, 4, just pay attention. When you are in tune with your colleagues' moods and feelings, you can adjust your communications to make a more positive impact. Pay attention to your teammates and work to build trust by being attentive and empathetic to their needs. These are all some simple steps that anyone can take to work towards a safer and ultimately more productive and successful team environment at work. That's it for the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. You can subscribe to the HR Happy Hour Show on your favorite podcast app. And to learn more, visit us at www.hrhappyhour.net.